talk about not giving up. Remember that guy that gave up once when things got really tough? Yeah, no one else does either. Maybe if they were part of your family, you'd remember them, but not in the way they'd hope. Well, I often hear people say, "That's it, I'm done, things are lost." Every now and then, though, we all need a pep talk to keep our eye on the focus, to remind us why we have to muster the strength to persevere. So what am I, we, fighting for? We are emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically, not in combat, using our body every day, fighting for the truth to be known that globalism, leftism, anti-whiteism are toxic lies that are leading to the destruction of mankind. For we know behind the empty promises of unity and peace lies the ugly reality, a future where people of European descent are hated and hunted down for simply existing. It's already happening. A future where healthy, normal people of all races are hated for not hating white people and worshiping liberal values, values that are entirely anti-nature. If we surrender to it, if we say it's too much, if we give up, then we walk away from the power of the natural order. We walk away from truth, love, and we give up on our people. And worst of all, we no longer fight for our children's future to exist in a safe, prosperous, beautiful nation where they can become their best selves. By not giving of ourselves now, we pass down a nightmare world to our children, where everything depraved replaces everything honorable, where hell is on earth. There are some dreams you give up on as you mature and find your way, learn who you are, and learn how the world really works, like becoming a rock star, a race car driver, or an actor. And then there are dreams that giving them up is non-negotiable, like the health and well-being of your people. That is the kind of dream worth fighting for until the day you die. This dream we share will send powerful repercussions through the ages. Most of the important things in the world have been done by people who kept trying even when it seemed impossible. And difficult things take a long time. Impossible things even longer. Sometimes adversity is what you need to face in order to grow, to become strong, successful. I mean that for ourselves personally and for us as a people. When you hit point zero, when everything seems to be broken, in that moment you are surrendered to a greater force that knocked you to your knees, trying to get you to see your weakness in order to mold you into the best version of you. Your greatest strengths can become your weakness, and your biggest weaknesses can become your biggest strength. If you realize what those are and work on improvement, you become balanced and whole through experience, self-reflection, and hard work. This is true as individuals and as a group. For us European folks, our biggest strength, creating highly prosperous societies, is turning into our downfall. Reaching a level of success has made following generations lazy, seeking constant pleasure, living in a fantasy world, unfamiliar with the hard work and pain that goes into building a society, blind to the laws of nature like those before us knew very well. The saying goes, hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. We are definitely at the end of this cycle. Weak men today are in the process of creating very hard times. A nation is born a Stoic and dies an Epicurean. It's a cycle that keeps repeating, but now that we know that, we can prepare. People like us today, who oppose the insanity of the modern world, who at times feel it's hopeless, aren't really feeling anything new. Our ancestors also faced great obstacles in their time to overcome. Heck, we wouldn't be here today if those before us gave up. To survive means not giving up. Granted, today it's easier to mentally and emotionally give up and hide in the comfort of your home. Many can still go to a job that allows them to get by and lose themselves in the TV. For the most part, they can be left alone to live an unfulfilling existence, but that window is closing. If trends continue, we may also physically be threatened, challenged to survive. We may find sooner than we think that safety, food, basic necessities will be harder to come by for the average person. Things are so uncertain, and all it takes is one event to change everything, even if it's a manufactured one. So what do we do now? First off, understand that we humans are caught in a great repeating cosmic cycle. What we're experiencing today won't last forever, but it could last for a century. Without a doubt, this system is broken and corrupt and needs to fall, and we should let nature take its course. That doesn't mean we should stand by and say or do nothing, though. We must be ready for when times get really hard before one day in the future when it gets good again. But it won't get good again without doing the work now. What we do now affects the future. What we all should be doing. Speak the truth when an opportunity presents itself. Shut down a lie when you hear it. Even if it's just a silly meme, slay the lie. Wherever you can, don't support those who feed into the lie. Live your life honestly, and where you are not living it honestly, fix it. Meditate on the things that build you up, not tear you down. Get healthy. Clean up emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical baggage. Simplify your life and get focused on important long-term goals to take care of your family. Start learning to grow food, hunt, or know where you can get food from local farmers. Teach your children, your grandchildren, the truth when it comes to the lies our modern culture pushes on them. Arm them with the truth. This is one of the most important things you can do. Don't slack off with this one, because they are the future. Share the truth with all who will hear. You'll be surprised to find there are still many. Start building community with like-minded folks. Strengthen those friendships. Know your neighbors. And if you live somewhere insanely liberal, now is a good time to move. Help fund our people sticking their neck out on the front lines, being a voice for others to hear. Share shows like this one. Tell as many people as you can about all the awesome content and people that are available to them. Proselytize now. We rely on you guys helping spread the word about us. When people know they are not alone, when they know others are out there who think like them, who see what they do, it is a big motivator to stay strong and soldier on in a world gone mad. With enough people, we can tip the scales and push this cycle along. Use what talent or resource in the best way you know how to stand as a wall against the insanity that is upon us. There will always be someone who comes along trying to convince you that you are wrong, like a leftist with losing arguments. There are always difficulties arising which may tempt you to give up and give in to your critics, because it would be easier. To map out a course of action to a better scenario, though, a better life, and to follow it to an end requires great courage. But it will be so fulfilling and rewarding when you do. People are always blaming circumstances for what they are, but the people who get ahead are the people who look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, they make them. We as a people are having most things we love and value destroyed. One day we will have to pick up the pieces and create something new and improved. It doesn't matter how long it's going to take, as long as we keep moving and work toward it. These things don't happen overnight. Destroying a nation, tearing it down, can easily happen overnight, but building a stronger, improved one takes years of hard work. Communism is easy to implement because it's basically total destruction, but true nationalism takes time and effort because it does lead to a better, stronger world for everyone. Never give up on something that you can't go a day without thinking about, and I am fairly certain you all think about the horrors of the modern world every day, and it's going to get worse, so get prepared. Things are starting to fall apart and we can't stop it. We should try to find some peace in its fall and let it flow with the force of nature. But we must definitely comment on the insanity every step of the way to teach our young where it all went wrong, for they will be the strong men and women of tomorrow.